The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The General Banter Podcast with Colin Geddes.
Right about now, baby. I want you to get yourself and your soul together.
This man will make your liver quiver. This man will make your bladder splatter. Let's all welcome the world's godfather of soul.
Colin Geddes.
It's Geddes, actually.
Geddes.
Geddes.
Geddes. Geddes. Geddes.
Fuck you. What the fuck's happening, people? Welcome to the General Banter Podcast. On today, the 9th of August. Great times. Just remembered it's my sister's birthday tomorrow, now that I've read that date out loud. Oh, shit. Yeah, welcome to the podcast. It's early in the morning. Hopefully I don't have as much of a cough as I did last week. So let's get through this. Let's get through our wonderful sponsors. Before we hit the sponsors, just let me plug two things. Lavery's Comedy Club, of course. It's the summer. It's August. Most things die in the summer, including comedy. Not at Lavery's, I'm afraid, because we had Lavery's last week. And it was amazing. Thank you to everyone who came out. We had a great night. It was warm, but it was good. So the next one is on the 17th of August. It's going to be the Lazy Fringe. Which is where all the comedians who didn't go to the Edinburgh Fringe play Lavery's, including me. Exciting. The last one was unreal. Let's just keep it going, guys. We can't miss. Nothing but net. Whoosh. Every time. And also, of course, the Ulster Hall gig, which is on the 29th of October. The biggest gig we've ever done. Please get a ticket for that. It's going to be awesome. You got six comedians. Just fucking wrecking the place. It's going to be a great time. Can't wait to see our promo photos for that. It's going to be amazing. Okay, that's out of the way. Part two of Get It Out of the Way. Massive shout out to our sponsors. They remain the same as they did last week. Beer 52 and Uber. Together supporting the General Banter Podcast. Beer 52, craft beer company. And what they basically do is you sign up, you pay a certain amount a month, and they send you boxes of beer. It's a bit like Netflix for booze. Okay? You sign up, they send you a drink. Exciting beers from all over the place. They have themes, different themed beer each month. You know, it'll be like, oh, we have London beers. Send you all the beers brewed in London. And you get those. You get a copy of Ferment magazine. And you get some snacks to eat with it. You know? Absolutely destroys any other domestic crap beer you're going to buy. Get some of these ones. They probably won't, you know, advocate. I don't even know if that's the word. I don't know if they're going to enjoy the fact that I'm going to tell you that for some reason you seem to get way more pished with less beer. I don't know. I'm not a scientist, but it seems to work, okay? It seems to work. You know, you're not in your 19th tin of Tennent's going, why could I still drive a car? You know, you're like, I've had four of these and call my mum. You know what I'm saying? That's Beer 52. I've teamed up with them to bring you a brilliant offer with the fastest growing beer club in the world. Why else would I have a sponsor if it didn't benefit the listeners, guys? You know, it's a give and take. You support the podcast by signing up. You get some sweet beer. You also get a great offer. You know? Go to beer52.com. Enter the code BANTER10. Banter as in general banter, 10 as in 10, okay? Banter 10. You can get £10 off your first order when you sign up. You're getting 8 delicious craft beers, 100-page magazine, and a tasty snack delivered to your door for £14. Beer52.com, enter the code BANTER10. Grab yourself some of the best craft beer in the world. Oh yeah! And our second sponsor is, of course, Uber. No real read for Uber, just a bit of an offer. It's a co-promotion. I mention it to you guys, you get an offer, they give me some money. Is it a lot of money? No. But then again, it's me, you know what I'm saying? We're not talking about the biggest podcast in the world here. So yeah, Uber, here's what you do. If you haven't got Uber on your phone, if you're not an Uber user, it's a growing thing in Belfast and across the UK. If you haven't got it yet, all you do is sign up and use the code BANTER15. Whoops. BANTER15. And that'll get you £15 worth of free travel with Uber. And I said this last week, if you're in a couple, if it's you and your girlfriend, you and your boyfriend, whatevs, and neither of you have Uber, you should both get Uber. Both of you get Uber and both sign up, and there's £30 worth of free travel. You know, if you lived outside of town, you could both sign up, get in and out, not pay for anything. So there you go, guys. If you haven't got Uber, sign up to Uber, get £15 worth of free travel with the code BANTER15. It's literally a no-brainer. It's so easy that it's mental. Okay, let's move on. Sponsors out of the way, plugs out of the way. Let's really get after it. What have I been up to? This is the general banter section, which I'll tell you what, not much banter this week. We had Lavery's last week. It was amazing. Never ceases to surprise, amaze me. Oh, fuck. I knew this chair was going to break. Here, guys, don't buy office chairs at Argos because they are fucking dangerous. Who's this? Oh, Jesus, hold on. Sorry, I had to cut off there. Fuck's sake. Yeah, we had Lavery's last week. I was just saying that, that most things die during the summer. You know, people don't come out to gigs because it's sunny and stuff. Luckily, we're in Northern Ireland where the days are longer, but they're no more fucking sunnier than they'd ever be. So people are still coming out. Somehow, kind of more people. It's almost like more people would come out than normal in the summer. I don't know what the crack is, but it's amazing, and the nights are going very well. So definitely come down and check it out, guys. Hope you know you'll definitely enjoy yourself. Now, let me run over this. I don't know if I mentioned this last week. This should be a section in this podcast called Colin Deals with Fucking Retards in Electric Companies. Meow. I had ordered this camera. I hate to fucking go on about it. I'm gonna out the company. Never buy a fucking camera from slrhut.co.uk because clearly it's like the fuck, it's just like a crazy cattle market for camera gear. There's no real customer service. You know, you phone up, you give them their number, and they're like, oh yeah, it's, you know, I've been waiting on a camera for fucking over 2 weeks that said it was going to be there within 5 days. And I ring up and it sounded like fucking Joey from Friends. He's like, hey, fucking, yeah, the fuck, we haven't got it from the vendor yet. And you're like, mate, why didn't you fucking tell me that? I need the camera. I'm sitting here like a fucking asshole. So time went on and on and on. And then I read this little bit in the thing. It says you can still get you cancel the order, get a full refund if you haven't received the tracking order yet. So I just went, do you know what? How about go fuck yourself? So I rang up and cancelled it, and they literally didn't give a shit. I was like, okay. In fact, the first phone call cut off, and then the second phone call I rang up. I was like, sorry, I was on the phone a minute ago, and I cut off, and he gave him the number again. He's like, I want to cancel this order, and the guy's just like, yeah, it's cancelled. It's already cancelled. And I was like, all right, well, I barely got the word cancelled out of my mouth on the last phone call, and they just went ahead and cancelled it. So fuck them. It wouldn't take you to be buying a fucking camera to do a specific job, would it? The way I was, you fucking pricks. Blessing in disguise, really, sometimes, you know. It's a bit of a lesson. Sometimes, you know, it's cliche that when people are like, everything works out in the end. Everything, you know, if it's for you, it won't go by you. I don't know many fucking times I heard that as a kid. If it, what's for you, won't go by you. Really? What the fuck does that mean? When I'm like 12, don't know what's happening. You know? Don't get picked for some sort of team. Heartbroken. That's why it's important to play team sports when you're a kid. Or any sports. Because sometimes when you have no other problems in your life, you know, you're not an adult. You're not like, how am I going to pay my rent? How am I going to pay my fucking mortgage? How am I going to feed these other asshole kids that I've just gave birth to? You don't worry about all that shit. Your big deal is like, you know, fucking, what's his name over here? Started ahead of me on a rugby team or something. And you're like, what the fuck? And then you really have to dig deep, guys, and try and play better just to get on the pitch. You know, and if you don't play sports when you're a kid, that's what you're losing out on, you know? You end up being a wee bit soft. You know, I don't know what it is. You can sometimes, I don't know. Well, Colin, some people aren't physically able to play sports. Whatever, do whatever you can. You know what I'm saying? Tell that to fucking the guy in the Channel 4 ad with no legs driving a rally, or no arms driving a rally car. You know? Someone, he sat there going, I don't have any arms. Let's pick something to do. What do you almost 100% need arms for? Drive. I'm off topic here, okay? I'm off topic here. I actually don't even know where I was going with that. Oh yeah, everything kind of works out in the end. So I end up counting. What the fuck am I talking about? Jesus Christ. So, oh my God, stop falling off. I cancelled this camera. I had to go to Belfast. I ended up spending way more money on a camera that I originally was going to pay. But sometimes you're like, you know, it's like getting a phone upgrade. You don't go in and go, well, this one seems reasonably priced and it's a bit better than my old one. That's not what you do. You go, I'm going to pay this ridiculous amount of money and get the best shit there is going. And that's kind of what it did. Got a camera. It's fucking incredible. Taking photos. You know, it's almost like you take a photo. We were out yesterday. We went for a bit of a walk through this little foresty place. And I turned around to Maureen and I was like, here, let me just see what this photo's like. She turned around and I went, took one photo. And I was like, that looks like you went and got... I was like, looks like you went and got your makeup done, even though she's a fucking professional makeup artist. It looks like you went and got your makeup done, got your fucking hair done, came down here and a crew set up lights, and then a professional photographer took that photo. And all I did was go, one shot. The camera's fucking outstanding. I put up a video on the Barry the Blender Facebook page. It's a little funny story about how I got banned from the Olympics. It's just a bit of silliness, you know, just it was mainly just testing the camera. Hopefully you find that funny. Check that out. So anyway, I got this new camera. Everything worked out great. It was, and this is a boring story, so I don't really know why I'm fucking talking about it. I mean, the whole podcast this week might be borderline boring because sometimes you have weeks where you have a lot of work to do. This is me this week. I have a job coming up with Magners, which you can all keep your eyes peeled for. In fact, this is one of these things. Like, I did a video for Boojum, and they had a competition to win a trip to Mexico, right? Which, you see these competitions, and you're like, this is bullshit, whatever, whatever. But then, you know, people take the risk, and then they turn up, and then, like, Aaron McCann actually won a fucking voucher for 1,600 quid for American holidays. Like, that legit happened. Now, I would never pay attention to that shit. If I walked in, it was like, there's a poster saying, hey, go to fuck, win a trip to Mexico. You'd be like, not a fucking, that's probably not even real. No, he actually, luck of the draw, took a fucking ticket out of this thing. Bang, you win 1,600 quid voucher for a holiday. Turns out he can't even go to fucking Mexico because of they can't book it for him. Because he didn't do it early enough. So now he's just going to like Las Vegas and somewhere else. For 1,600 quid. It's fucking outrageous. Outrageous. And the same with this Magners thing. They're like, yeah, we want you to help us make little promo videos. And I'm like, no problem.
General Banter Productions is now up and running. You know, we'll make branded content. We'll make whatever for you. We'll do whatever. Make it happen. All with the emphasis on humor. You know, there's plenty of companies out there shoot like some mad promo shit. And it looks so glossy and amazing. But I tell you what, if you want something, if you want some comedy based promotion, get in touch with the big man. That's the day job of a asshole comedian. So they're legit. So there's this competition, and it's like the ultimate lads weekend away or something, sporting weekend, and they literally send you to like Cheltenham on the Friday, then you go to Murrayfield to watch Australia versus Scotland in the rugby, and then on the Sunday you go to watch a World Cup qualifier in Paris. And they pay for it all. And that's a legit thing. Which is even more annoying when it's like, Colin, will you help us promote this? And then some other cunt can win it. Hey, Colin, can you make a video for Boojum? And then your asshole mate, Aaron McCann, with his big fucking giant head, is going to have to book a separate seat to get on the fucking plane. Is going to go to Mexico. Fuck off. Unbelievable. And trust him to be like, I went in to book it and all, and you can't even go to Mexico, so I'm just going to have to go to Vegas and fucking Philadelphia. I don't know where the fuck he was going. Big headed cunt. Aaron, can you sit in the middle of the plane, please, in case it sets it, it offsets the plane, it's rocking around, causes turbulence, and we all die? Huh? Can we board you first, actually, so we can see how much weight we can get on? See how much people's luggage? Where's my case? Oh, I couldn't put it on the plane. Why? Because Aaron's head weighs 9 cases, so it was too much weight. Aaron's hand luggage limit's way different. They're like, if you can balance it on your head, like one of those African ladies, it's too big, I'm afraid. You're allowed to bring one t-shirt, which you're going to have to cut the neck out of to get over your head. I'm just jealous because he's going to fucking Mexico, basically. He's not. He's going to Vegas. Fuck's sake. So yeah, it's been a fucking slow week for me. Just watching a pile of shit. Like, I don't know, I've never watched trashier TV. Granted, I was a bit sick last week, and I was kind of on the tail end of it. And I was just kind of like, oh god. Kind of watching TV with my bubbly lungs. What the fuck is that? Is there any medical students out there? We were like, you know, I felt like I had the flu for a minute. It went away. I was just left with this kind of like cough type thing. Then I felt like the cough like loosened up a bit. And then I'm just sitting there, and my chest going like, what's that? Emphysema? Am I dying? You know, one of the things where you're like, I feel alright, and then went for that walk through the fucking forest. Just, I was like, why am I breathing like a pug? I'm like, speaking of pugs, I fucked up with pugs. They're cute and all, but like, there was a guy walking past me the other day. There we go, voice breaking, starting to cry. Guy walks past me with a pug, and it's like, no exaggeration, it's breathing like this. You're like, every fucking step for that thing is a struggle to breathe. But it's cute. In fact, Google that. Did you ever see that? Did you ever Google, like, the way breeds of dogs used to be? You look at an old English bulldog and you're like, oh, it's kind of cool. Got a mushed up fit. It's more, it looks more like a chunky boxer, but smaller. Whereas now they're just bred out and they're like fucking fat as fuck. And none of them can breathe. And they're like, oh, like some of them have, the folds in their faces are so extreme that they go and get like surgery and shit. I mean, I don't know how to avoid that, like, but why the fuck would you want a dog like that? Why would you not want a dog that can run around and kind of breathe properly? Instead of this guy walking the fucking pug. Why can't, it's just like, is its face so mashed up it just can't breathe? Horrendous. And it was a black pug as well. Pug racism, not as cute, are they? Not as cute as the wee blonde ones. Oh god, our coffee is grim. What the fuck was I swear to god, I have full ADD today. It's all over the place. So yeah, I've just been basically sitting there watching a pile of shit. We watched this thing the other night. Sun C. I mean, there's a lot happening this week. The Olympics is happening, all that shit. And I'm about to tell you about accidentally watching Sun C and Suspicious Parents. We'll glance over the Olympics, will we? I mean, what's... Fuck, I know the opening ceremony is like, let's all watch the opening ceremony. However, the fucking... I know Brazil's quite a poor country. In comparison to, like, whoever did the last one, China or Great Britain. Who did the last one? I don't know, but they're always pretty fucking impressive. I know the British one was a bit cringe when they're like, look how good our hospitals are. Here's Colin Firth. Full bullshit, but, you know, the Beijing one was pretty fucking amazing. And then you get the old Brazil, and it's like, I didn't even watch most of it, to be honest with you. It may well have been good. And, you know, they could have played up on the whole carnival thing and get a lot more greasy butts out. Because we all know that's what... Fuck me. Speaking of butts, I clicked on this thing the other day and it was Miss Bum... Miss... Is that what it's called? Miss Bum Bum Australia or something? Or... Australia, what the fuck? I'm making up TV series that don't even exist here. Welcome back to Miss Bum Bum Australia! It's a competition called Miss Bum Bum Brazil. I'm going to Google it just to see some arses. Miss Bam Bam Brazil. Obviously a competition to see who's got the roundest, fattest shitter in Brazil. But I'll tell you what. Not a single one of them would qualify for Miss Face Face Brazil. I swear to God. I don't know what happened. Like... There's like, you know, there's all these girls lifting weights and, you know, Brazil is notorious. Notorious for like their flippant use of fucking steroids. And you're probably getting these girls who are like, do you know what? I'm lifting weights. I want to get more round arse, big legs. Let's just take whatever. And they, all of them reek of like steroid face. They all get the fake tits done. Which I'm not really that keen on. Am I objectifying women right now? Probably. I was talking to Maureen about this. I feel like if it was a girl or anyone and you went your whole life and you never felt objectified even a little bit, you would be like, what's wrong with me? You know? Like, I'm pretty... Does the girls not want to hear, like... I mean, who are you being objectified by? You're being objectified by strangers. But there's nothing quite as endearing as being objectified by... You know, your partner, whether it's your girlfriend or your husband, or sorry, your boyfriend or your husband or whatever. You know? Like, if your boyfriend's just like, here, we're good mates. I respect you a lot. Bloody blah. We're together. However, I am fully distracted by your sweet rack of tits there. You know? I literally can't even hear what you're saying because I just want to stuff both your tits in my mouth. You know? Oh my God, you're just looking at me like a pair of tits. Yeah, right now, yeah. Yeah, right this second, yeah. So, because you got a big, big old pile of tits there. So, what's crack? Can I have them or no? You know, just be, enjoy being objectified the whole time. Is objectified like a posh word for, you know, kind of fancied? Probably. What I'm saying is, a lot of these girls... look like they took a fucking Dunonile fucking load of steroids to try and bulk their holes up, and all it did was give them like foreheads and jaws. I mean, look at these bombs here, they're quite impressive there. This is Colin goes quiet as he stares at Brazilian dumpers. I mean, it fuck's sake. It's an odd observation to make, but like, there are some fucking brutal looking faces there. Oh dear. They've got those like muscly, you know, I do weights with my face. And there's one of them there that is actually Fabrizio Verdum. Jesus Christ. I mean, it's probably a trade. I mean, you know, talk about objectifying women. It's probably a trade-off that I'm not into. If someone was like, there's this girl, really sweet arse, fake tits, and just looks like fucking... I don't know, I'm trying to figure out what this girl looks like. Let me think of a good comparison. who does this girl look like that would portray an image to the listeners? You know, like in 300, that thing comes out with a shaved head with all the bits on it, and it's like, it's kind of a bit gay, but it's kind of scary at the same time. That's kind of what this girl looks like, only with a wig on. You know, intense black fucking... oh my God. Pow. Anyway, I went way off fucking topic there, Miss Bum Bums. Oh, aye, we're talking about Brazil. The Olympics, the opening ceremony. I am fucking out of my mind today. I probably shouldn't drink coffee. If I drink coffee, it's like, you know that science experiment when you pour something into something else and the fucking bubbles hit the roof? It just goes thunk. That's kind of what's happening in my brain right now. So, the opening ceremony, I wanted to watch it, but sometimes when you flick on the TV and there's a guy playing a fucking Matchbox, you're kind of like, all right, bro. I know you wanted to fucking cut corners slightly on this opening ceremony, but you can't have the 90-year-old man playing a Matchbox. And they're like, oh yes, it signifies the improvisational spirit of Brazil. And, you know, and this guy's like, and a wee kid's like dancing. You're like, what the fuck's going on here? You know? Them Chinese had a fucking real dragon. Like a real dragon flying around. You know, it's not a real Olympics till civilians die in the building of your fucking stadium. They're like, do you remember that? I just walked up and they're like, you can't live here anymore. And they're like, what are you talking about? We live here. And like, no, Olympics, fuck off. And all these people were like, all right, I suppose we'll just move out so we can build this fucking cycling rink. Is that even the right word? Rink. There's been some of the most horrific injuries I've ever seen in this Olympics. You know, there was a girl doing judo. I mean, this is a different, like, I do Brazilian jiu-jitsu nowadays very rarely, but every time I can, I will. I've done it for about 2 years. You know, you pick up some certain things. You watch these judo people and they slap on arm bars, and because the ref isn't that used to seeing on the floor submissions, there's a delayed time of like, oh, she's on the floor. Let me just check if this is a pin. And I'll go around here. And that is a submission. And in that amount of time, someone is cranking a fucking armbar. There was some girl who was in an armbar for about... Now, I've been armbarred. I've armbarred certain people. It's a very immediate, like... Like, see, once your arm goes past where it should bend, it's very sore. You know? It's very sore. But it's like fucking, every fucking second is just crunching your fucking, if your arm doesn't break, it's just smashing your fucking cartilage and ligaments and everything. This girl had an armbar on for about 4 seconds, which doesn't seem long, but like 4 seconds of hyperextension of your elbow. You know, like 1, 2, 3, 4. That's a long time to wait when someone's smashing your elbow to pieces. I don't know, just like, if that was a jiu-jitsu match and someone tapped, they just let go. Because no one's going to be like, tap, and then go, oh no, I didn't tap. I know it's the fucking Olympics, but like, Jesus Christ. Just didn't seem very sportsmanlike. Did it? Probably Belgian. Stinking bastards. There was the girl who came off the bike, broke her fucking back, smashed her face open. There was a guy who did the gymnastics thing over, and then just landed on his feet, snapped his leg. And that's the type of sport you're watching going, you know, we see that run, that vault where you run up, don't, boom, somersault, land. That's the type of sport I watch, and I'm like, why does everyone's legs not do that when they land? Because I feel like mine would do that. Mine would do that if I jumped off a fucking curb. Just two bones out the side of the leg. The state my fucking knees in. Ugh, Jesus Christ. But yeah, I haven't really seen what the Olympics. It's like, you know, you can sort of tell that these Olympics happen in poor countries or shit areas. Like, you know, the rugby, they're showing like women's sevens rugby. Okay, not that this is gonna sound like me going off on one again, but like, how far down the list of fucking importance and exciting sports is sevens rugby? Okay? What point am I trying to make here? What I'm saying is, this is set. I'm going to say it, guys. Male sevens rugby is tough. When it's women, it's like the pitch all of a sudden becomes twice the size and it's just some people lobbing a ball around and you're like, what the fuck is this bullshit? Imagine telling someone like, oh, I got a gold medal in the Olympics. Oh my God, what are you, like a, what are you doing, a 1500 metres? Nah, man, just, I was a sub for the sevens team. Playing for, you know, Romania's women's team on the rugby. What? And the stadium's empty. You're like, oh, good job. You probably pumped all that money into it and built it up for nobody to go. And then they're like, oh yeah, the rugby pitch that they play on 6 miles or 6 hours away from Rio. You're like, what the fuck is going on here? What a toilet. I mean, I'm getting annoyed about it. I really don't give a shit. Much like the Euros. I was like, oh, why is this football on Tuesday? And they're like, oh yeah, it's the Euros. Same with the Olympics. I was like, oh, has this started now? Now that we're watching fucking... And then there's some girl like, you can get a gold medal in the Olympics for shooting a fucking pellet gun from 10 metres. It's like, oh, the first medal for... I don't know if it was Great Britain or whatever. They're like, first Great British medal was from such and such who won the 10 metre air rifle thing. You're like, what the fuck is going on here? She got a gold medal for shooting a pellet gun through a fucking piece of paper. Did you train hard for that, did you? Sweating it out, getting all that fun grant money. Our early morning starts. You know, pounding it, throwing your breakfast up because you're so physically exhausted from going... Ding. Gold medal for me. Unreal. Unfucking real. Anyway, I mean, I did see some hilarious footage of. I mean, fuck me. You hear the stories of, like, you know, the police are on strike because they're not getting paid enough to protect civilians from these fucking maniacs in Brazil. People getting kidnapped, held for ransom, all sorts of crazy shit. And I seen a video, and it was like a, it was like someone in an apartment block filming down in the street of basically pickpockets. Just stealing shit off people. Obviously the place is a fucking dump. No one has any money. But like, you know, just the way it was going on. Like these wee black lads, not to get racist, but all of them were just chasing people. And they would just walk up behind them. And like the way he would walk along with your phone in your hand, this guy's like walking right up, staring at your hand. And then he would just go, beep, pull it out of your hand. And like 9 times out of 10... no one really puts up a fight. It's almost like the psychology of being robbed. It's like, you almost don't know what's happening. You know, your brain doesn't realize that it's happening while it's happening. You're like, why did that? Oh my God, he's away on my phone. And like half the time, these wee kids, like this guy who's looked about 14, walks up to this woman, literally just said something to her. And she just took her headphones out, like her white iPhone headphones out. And he just lifted her phone and her headphones and so slowly walked away. And she just walked in a different direction. And it's probably a case of like, I don't want no trouble around here. But she just fucking walks away. And you're like, what? Just so gentle. Like, can I have your phone? Thanks. Bye. This is my phone now. What? Unbelievable. Suppose you gotta be smart. Like, maybe don't walk around with a fucking iPhone 6 through some sort of favela. You know, just keep it in your fucking bum bag. Tie that bitch up. Get yourself some cauliflower ear and just be like, here, let's not fuck around here, boys. Choke some bitches out. Some street kids. And then there was a video, like, the video that Rio don't want you to see. Thief gets his arm hacked off by shop assistant. As if they're covering that up. Don't anyone that came here to watch women's sevens rugby... You're not going to want to see this man's arm hacked off. You're like, really? Have you seen the shape of this game? Maybe I do. Down in coffee. Oh God, that was cold as shit. Let me refer back to some of the bollocks. Hold on, just let me look something up that I've watched this week. Twins paint Kardashians. Hopefully this comes up here, but oh my god, sorry about the coughing. Why have I no internet? I swear to fuck, I keep getting these offers through the door like, hey, got a new deal on BT Superfast Broadband. And you're like, I can't get the fucking, they don't even have it down here. You dumb bitches. Right, let me click on this. I'll talk about it in a second. Let me just talk about two things I've watched this week. Watched Naked Attraction again last night, caught it on TV. Who doesn't want to see free dicks? Once again, the girls picking the fellas. She just went straight for the big dick. Fair play to her. I really feel like I've seen two episodes that night, and I'm like, I really feel like they haven't brought out the big guns when on the women's side. You know, there's some dudes, big fucking fat hogs on them, and this girl's like, oh my god, free show for me. And then this dude had to pick up girls, and it was just a lineup of girls, you know. There was no like, oh shit, check out fucking indecent titties over here. You know, it's all like, look at these women's breasts. No one wants to see that, you know what I mean? Get the fucking sloppers out, kids. You know? Look at her cute little bum. Who gives a fuck about cute bums? You want the lineup of girls look like they should be in a Ludacris video? You know what I mean? Tits all spilling all over the place. And then maybe the fella wouldn't have to tiptoe around the fact and going like, well, maybe she should put more effort into painting her toenails or whatever. Get the fuck out of my life. You know, series 2 is going to come around to that, and they're going to be like, okay, now you've seen them naked, let's see them erect. And the guy has to like just chug up a fucking full like halfer, and they're like, what do you think of his erect cock right now? You know, see when the girls bit comes up and it's like, you know, what do you think of their genitals? They should be in one of those things that like you give birth on with your legs. You know, you don't want to be deceived. You don't want to be like, oh, well, it looks all right from there. And then when we really get under the bonnet of it, it's kind of like, you know, looks like a tray of deli meat. Not that that annoys me, but, you know, some people are fucking, some people are picky. AKA this gay lad that was seen to be picking women yesterday. We'll move on from that show. It still creeps me out. They're trying to be all philosophical about it, like, you know, when we strip away the things that we kind of mask ourselves with, like clothing and whatever, and there's certain people can't afford fancy clothing, so they maybe can't look as good as they'd like to, so it's good to just strip it down and see who we really are. And you're like, yeah, all right, Channel 4, here's what you really want. It's like, no one's watching our TV programs anymore. How can we package a show where there's free dick and tits? Know what I'm saying? Unbelievable. Not half as gross as an episode of, you know, it gets that time of night where you flick through Netflix 78 times, can't pick anything, and then you end up just watching some BBC 3 or fucking ITV fucking 12 bullshit while you play with your iPhone. That's what happens to most people at that time of night when you're staying in. Ended up watching an episode of Sunsea and Suspicious Parents, which, like, I've never been to fucking Magaluf. I don't know, I'm stuck in a strange place, because I'm a full pig, don't get me wrong, but see that public fucking, like, everyone's here, yeah, and some English cunt who's 50 is on a boat like, alright, next round we're gonna fucking, you have to give someone a love bite on the part of their body that they choose, and like, you're not gonna be standing there on a boat with your full dick and balls out and be like, yeah, give me a love bite on my shin, are you? We all know why we're here. You're like, definitely just suck my dick for 10 seconds. And then, you know, the girl is sitting there like, I'm not sure if I really want to do this. But then there's 100 people on a boat going, like that fucking film, ass to ass. They're all just like, suck that dick, suck that dick. And then you're like, you know, just some wee girl who just finished her fucking A-levels. Just like, all right, I guess I'm being peer pressured by 100 people to get strange dick in my mouth. That creeps me out so bad. And then what was even creepier about this show was the parents that came out, they were saying like this girl's ma had been with her new partner for only 3 years. So this guy had been in her life for 3 years. So they're magaloof following this wee girl. And she's blocked as fuck and is an absolute shit heap. And she's running around, taking her top off, dancing on things and all. And they're watching this footage on the computer like, oh God, this is disgraceful. Oh Jesus. And you're like, mate, I don't know about this fucking guy. Like if I was 50 years old, got in a relationship with somebody who had a fucking 18-year-old daughter, and you were on this fucking son seeing suspicious, and there was threat of this wee girl pulling her tits out, you'd be like, all right, guys, fucking headphones off. I'll be in the old corridor here. You know? And this guy's just sitting there, like, just glaring it out, like, oh, I had this disgraceful behaviour that she's so just flippantly pulling her tits out there. That's disgusting behaviour. You don't need to see that. You don't need to see that at all. That, like, you have to go the rest of whatever your fucking relationship with these people is. Like, yeah, this is my such stepdaughter who was just watching footage of, you know, jump around with her tits out and fucking weird dudes on boats sucking her tits on. This has been a very just gross podcast, but like, I don't know. You're like, what the fuck is going on? And then it gets back and they're, you know, having a bit. By the way, these parents are fucking retarded because they're like, you know, you pulled your tits out, but then you started crying saying that you wanted to go to uni and you wanted to make our family proud. So we're very proud of you, even though, you know, 10 seconds ago you were getting, you know, spit roasted on a fucking canoe. But like, this guy's like, I never want to see your boobs again. And you're like, mate, why are you saying that? Why? I never want to see your boobs again. Like, you're saying that after the fucking fourth time that you've just watched footage of it. Surely, at a glance, the first one, you'd be like, oh, for fuck's sake. Ugh. Like, you're not, it's not like you're in the family and you're seeing someone you're related to fucking naked and you're like, oh, Jesus Christ, what's a, you know what I mean? That's a girl that you've known for 3 years, essentially. No relation. And you're just going, oh, I never want to see your boobs again. Really? Didn't stop you watching it the second, third, and fourth time when they popped up on the fucking TV? Definitely look away, bro. You know that fucking weirdo? Absolute weirdo. Oh, I don't even know it. I don't even know how to articulate what I'm trying to fucking think here, but tell me that's not creepy. That's creepy as fuck. You're like, not even like, it doesn't even matter. It doesn't even matter what the family connection is. If I was watching a video and it was fucking my sister and they were like, oh, she got blocked and pulled her top off, I'd be like, okay, I believe you. You know, you don't need to sit there with headphones on and staring at a fucking laptop like, here we go, let's just, here we go. In fact, that shouldn't be as creepy. But like, still, you're like, this, I don't need to be seeing this. Whereas he's sitting there like fucking popcorn in his, over his dick. We'll move on. I don't know. I hope no one listens. It's a good job I never have to apply for jobs or anything, isn't it? People going back over this. I mean, what happens is sometimes when people get like some sort of break in life, you know, they're on X Factor or something, they'll scroll down their Twitter. Or that Miss America woman who went back, or Miss something, I don't know what the fuck it was. They go back down her Twitter and she's dropping fucking M-bombs all over the place, even though she's white. Hopefully, you know, that never happens to me, because they'd be like, yeah, we've compiled some things that Colin might have said. Oh, really? Got a couple of quotables? And they're like, no, we actually have, like, you know, it's basically like 213 hours of just incriminating, just creepy shit. You know? Let's hope I never freak out and, like, kill somebody. And it's like, yeah, well, we all knew he was a fucking psychopath due to the shit that he was talking about in his podcast, the stinking bastard. Death. Let me just, why won't this load? I'm trying to play a video here. I'll talk about this before I hit the questions, because this is fucking mental. I don't know, it was just one of those things you see. Again, I wish I was smarter. I really should read more so that I can... This is the whole thing about comedy. you'll see things, little sort of like hypocrisies in life, and you go, oh, isn't that weird that I've noticed that? And now I get to kind of try and write a piece of comedy about this.
So basically, you have these two girls who, they're basically painters from LA or something like that. They're quite good painters. What they've done is they've started to paint photos or stills from Kim Kardashian's sex tape. Now, there's something about that where you're like, are they trying to make a statement about how Kim Kardashian got famous, you know, through making this sex tape? Is that how they got famous? But then you're like, it's almost like they're just jumping on the bandwagon of that. Like, well, you know, life imitates art, imitates life, imitates art. So we're just going to paint this, and then people are going to talk about that because it's kind of scandalous. And then all of a sudden, you're fucking, people give a shit about your work. Now listen to this. I'm going to play this. See what you think of this bullshit. Fucking play. God damn it. Listen to these
people
two.
Should not be taking it seriously. We're not out to like offend anyone.
Based out of LA, yeah, with a background in fine art.
I just said to her, I'm like, what if we just painted a series of Kim Kardashian's sex tape? I think that'd be so funny.
No, that is her ass. Oh, but that's
not. No, but
not.
That's her ass. This is not.
So just like these iconic, controversial moments where celebrities are also kind of like exploiting themselves.
The one of her smiling, like, that's like, hilarious.
She's smiling. She's like, look, so how, excited. Look at how happy. She's so happy. Excited, you know? And then, like, obviously the one of, like, her sucking Ray J's dick is just
that's,
like...
It's funny. I remember I showed that once to, like, my ex-boyfriend's parents. His mom was like, is that a lollipop? Is that a cupcake? I'm like,
it's a penis.
A lot of people are like, this isn't art, this is porn. We get a lot of like slut shaming.
Yeah,
like,
we get
painting,
a lot.
Like provocative things. It's more purple, but before.
I hope that's a sketch. You got these two fucking idiots. Oh my god. Before it kind of matched the dick a little bit. Like they're talking about it like real in depth. Now, you might, you know, you can't judge. You can't judge all that stuff like, you know, you can't judge an artist on one piece of work really. But it was when they started talking about their other stuff that I was like, oh, right, you just don't know what the fuck you're doing at all. I don't even know if they have this piece of... Where is the clip? Please be here. Let me just jump along this recording. I love that. Jesus Christ. This is terrible. So, yeah, like I was saying, you can't really judge an artist on one piece of work. Then you hear about their other pieces of work and you're like, oh, right, okay. Now I get what's going on. They're retarded. Retarded. Listen to this shit.
Like, our boobs. Just, yeah, we're standing next to each other with our boobs. And then we have one of us with chocolate smeared all over our butts and strawberries up our butts. That's awesome. Us with chocolate smeared all over our butts and strawberries up our butts. And we have one of us with chocolate smeared all over our butts and strawberries up our butts.
That's us.
That's my favorite sentence that's ever been. You know, it's like people go, oh, what are you trying to express, you know, with these Kim Kardashian paintings? And they're like, well, it's basically about sexploitation and the nature of celebrity in this day and age, you know. Okay, and what other work have you done to explore this? Well, basically, we just put some strawberries on our butts.
One of us with chocolate smeared all over our butts and strawberries up our butts.
That's us.
I mean, let's not pretend like I wouldn't eat the fucking strawberries, because... Whatever, but unbelievable. How did they do that? We've done the Kim Kardashian paintings. What do we do this afternoon? I don't know. Do you want to stick some fruit in her butts? Yes. Jesus Christ. I don't know what I'm trying to say with this whole thing, other than it's like, first of all, I don't know what it is about artists and like, but it's almost like when they're like, oh, I've run out of shit to do. I'm just going to shite on a canvas here. You know, if you run out of ideas, mate, just explore something sexual and weird by pissing on a page. Oh, what have you done? Well, what I did was I didn't use toilet roll for a full month and instead used these sheets of graph paper. And now it's up in a fucking art gallery somewhere. Fair play to you, you goddamn fucking maniac.
Chocolate smeared all over our butts and strawberries up our butts.
That's what you know when you're in a fucking museum or something. You look at a painting and there's a little description beside it. That's what the full name of this shit should be.
And then we have one of us with chocolate smeared all over our butts.
It should be called "Us with Chocolate Smeared All Over Our Butts."
And strawberries up our butts.
And strawberries up our butts. What a pile of shit. Let's hit the questions. We'll take them from Twitter. Oh, shut up. I mean, let's not fuck around. What they've done there is they've been able to avoid the whole doing a sex tape thing by painting someone else's sex tape, but also being like two hot twins. So people are like, well, what's the next step for you guys? Are you going to do an experimental fucking sex tape, or what's the crack? I don't understand. They would get banged though, which sums up men really. You know, you'd have all the opinions in the world, and then it comes right down to like, would you still get it though? And then you're like, yeah, 100%. Let's hit the questions from Twitter. Sorry, this podcast had more breaks than fucking that guy's leg in the Olympics. I put these questions up late last night, so not a whole pile of them. Let's get into it. Favorite meal of the day from Chris McCulloch. As a fat cunt, I enjoy all meals of the day. However, I get particularly excited about breakfast. You know, I don't understand people who are like, let's skip breakfast or let's have fucking some bullshit. Like, oh, I had a smoothie and whatever. Nah, get up, have a meal for breakfast. You know, people are like, oh, it's the most important meal of the day. I don't know, it's just your breakfast, but I think it's fun to wake up and be like, oh, I made myself a nice little scrambled egg with spinach and a fucking bagel and sweet coffee. And that's nice. If I could get that, I could eat. Who gives a shit the rest of the day? Paul Lowry, could you see a Buy the Blender versus Buzz McDonald video in the future? That's the money fight. Buzz McDonald is Owen McColgan? From Hardy Bucks. Very funny show. I would 100% do a fucking video with him. I mean, no, I know he was gigging around for a while, so hopefully if we could get him to do a gig somewhere, maybe Lavery's, who fucking knows, we could collaborate on a video. Steph Lack, or is it Latch? I'll say Lack. Steph Lack hack. Let's go Lack. Saw Mickey Bartlett at the Fringe on Saturday. He was hilarious. He talked about his MMA lessons. Is the big man a killer on the mat? Let me tell you something. He's a liar. Because from what I gather, he went to fucking, like, kids. He went to some club where he's like, yeah, we're doing a bit of jiu-jitsu and rolling about the floor and whatever. He basically went to fucking, like, kids' self-defense class on a Sunday. Any legit martial art, you shouldn't really be mixing it up with children. You know? He's in there fucking jumping over fucking heavy bags and rolling around like an asshole. He hasn't done MMA. I tried to get him to go to jiu-jitsu one time, and I couldn't get him down. Is he a killer on the mat? He's not. He might be a sleeper on the mat. He might sleep on the mat for a minute. Don't get it twisted. You could wake up from surgery, disorientated, dehydrated, and in pain, and still beat the shit out of Mickey Bartlett. No harm to him. Unless he's wearing his magical fucking skull ring on his index finger. In which case you're in trouble. But on a serious note though.
Of us with chocolate smeared all over our butts and strawberries up our butts.
Unreal. Put some fucking strawberries up your butt. Have you ever tried Original Source Mint Chocolate? I'll just race through these because I basically have to go. Because I joined the gym yesterday, which I was supposed to go at. It's currently 20 to 10 in the morning. I was basically supposed to go to the gym at about 9 o'clock this morning. And it hasn't happened. I was going to go with Maureen. But obviously, she's like, well, obviously I need 3 hours to get ready to go to the gym. To pretend to sweat it off. Have you ever tried original, this is Ryan Doyle, have you ever tried original source mint char gel for that pure minty fresh ballocks feeling? There should be a warning on that saying, do not apply to ball bag or anus, because you'll be walking around all day like it's chewing airwaves. Like your actual asshole is chewing airwaves. It's a nightmare. Some people enjoy it. Some people are like, oh, I love that feeling around my balls. Not me. Not me, sir. No tingly balls for me. Are you going to the Fringe this year? I'm trying to make it happen. Just go visit. See the boys' shows. See some other shows. But I'm unsure yet. I really should fucking make the effort and try and go next year. It's just, I feel like it's, if I could somehow work out and just do like 10 days or something, I would be happy. I just can't go for that length of fucking time. Just, first, the stress of having someone else cover even Lavery's would fucking drive me fucking mad. Said fuck a lot there. Are you a fan of Peter Kay? He gets a lot of stick from other comedians. Not really, but I'm not going to sit here and be like, he's definitely not funny. I'm sure if you find him funny, he's funny. I think the problem for me with Peter Kay is he got so big that he kind of just stopped. And I mean that as in, like, you can get too successful to the point where it's hard for comedians to go sort of back to like the clubs and practice, because it would almost be impossible for him to get a real reaction of what people think of his comedy. But also, if you don't have to, why bother, you know? Even me, a person who hasn't pushed stand-up that far, there's days where I'm like, I just, you know, you're maybe like, I enjoy the production side of things, I enjoy making things, I enjoy podcasts, I enjoy different outlets of comedy. And stand-up sort of feels like, you know, like, oh, I have to go to this fucking place on Friday night. Maybe mad, might be good, but it's kind of like, I mean, don't get me wrong, when stand-up's good, it's amazing. But you could get very comfortable like Peter Kay, and it takes a lot of drive to be like, yeah, I'm going to go to this club and do 15 minutes. You know, I'll throw my coat on, leave my fucking mansion here and jump in my Bentley. It's a different world. And I totally understand when people are like, well, I did that and then I fucking moved on. Because I'm sitting here on millions. Fair play. He'd probably be back. You know, he'd probably do some other tour. Gaelic bread. Trying to talk the same shit years later. But I'm never one of those people who's, I try not to be, where I'm just like jumping on the bandwagon of Peter Kay, fucking, what's his name? Michael McIntyre. Everyone's like, oh, he's fucking shit. He's not shit. He's, at what he does, he's fucking brilliant. Is it for everybody? Not really, but a lot of people like it. Chris Irwin, TJ Miller said on Pete Holmes' podcast that he thinks modern stand-ups are philosophers as opposed to the more political activists of the past, like Carlin Pryor, which maybe could be said about previous Belfast comedians. Where do you think Northern Irish comedy is now? Modern stand-ups are philosophers as opposed to more political activists. All right, okay. Political activists? Well, it depends what sort of fucking world you grew up in. I mean, people talking about comedians that people like to give shit to, the likes of Tim McGarry. I don't know why he gets so much stick. Tim McGarry's a fucking amazing political comedian, and he's got really good jokes. And it just so happens that it's from here, and some people, maybe my generation or younger, are like, oh, I've heard enough of them fucking troubles, because you didn't really have anything to do with it. It doesn't relate to you really anymore. So you're like, I don't want to hear this bullshit. I've made this comparison before. If Tim McGarry was American, he'd be like Lewis Black or somebody, you know, making political jokes, and everyone would be like, he's fucking brilliant. But I don't know what it is about being from here where people are like, oh, I've heard enough of that shit. But then also, people love it. I don't know what the fuck TJ Miller's talking about, seeing the last thing I seen him on, he's cracked an egg on his head like some sort of fucking maniac. That's philosophical, isn't it? Fuck. which maybe could be said about previous Belfast comedians. I mean, yeah, a lot of them were sort of very political based, but I mean, that's what was happening. It's amazing though that the gap, there was like the McGarrys and the fucking Kildees and all that shit, and then nothing. You know, there's that generation of Colin Murphy and all them guys together, and then you can't really say that there's been fucking anything till this group now that are sort of appearing on TV or doing their own shit. There was literally a fucking gap of about 20 years of nothing there. It's crazy. It's a bit crazy. Where do you think Northern Irish comedy is at now? Lavery's every first and third Wednesday of the month. I don't know what to tell you. There's a group of comedians who get a crowd now and have a bit of a following. I don't know what to tell you. Someone should be making a documentary about it. Lewis McLean, I don't know. When are you going to ask Maureen to marry you? What else do you want to know, mate? Do you want my fucking PIN number? What other private dates do you want? Do you want some dick pics of me you can throw around? Any other information, Lewis? Jesus Christ, bro. I don't know. When the moment is perfect, there is no perfect moments. You win £10 million, what do you do with it? Blow it. Just fucking blow the life out of it. Because you shouldn't really be gifted. I don't know, like £10 million not earned by yourself. I'd probably do stupid shit. It'd be like that video for Blink-182. You know, I would just be giving fucking millions to anyone that I knew remotely. All right, mate, what's crack? Oh, have the work tomorrow? No, you don't, bro. Here's £1 million. Pow. All right, Dad? There's a fucking couple of million. Enjoy it. You know, get yourself a nice sweet motorbike, drive it into a fucking wall. See you later. Yeah, I would just do some dumb shit. I would probably build a sweet house. You know, what you need to worry about when you have a fucking mansion is all the shit that it takes to run a mansion. So, you know, you build a sweet house with a fucking solar power and shit, and you're like, listen, I don't have to pay for anything. I've got this giant house. It pays for itself. And all I have to pay for is my fucking electricity bill. Killing it. So, that's... Yeah, just blow it. I would just buy some silly shit. I would probably make a film as well. Make a series. Something like that. Chris Jess, how much... Do you want to punch John Franklin III on Last Chance U? I don't know who that is, mate. Let me Google him. Google.com. Fucking dying here. Last Chance U. John. This is boring. Colin. This is us with chocolate in our butts and strawberries in our butts. I'm trying to figure out who this fucking guy is. God damn it. John Franklin III. He sounds like a president of the United States, mate. I swear to God, this internet is like embarrassing. Oh, that guy? Yeah, he seems like a weird dude. He's like Will.i.am, but he plays American football. I haven't watched long enough to see why you might think he's a proper cunt, like, but... anyway, final question, David Black. What do you make of the Philippines Olympic diving team, and what is your funniest sporting moment, either yourself or witnessed? Them boys, I feel like I could have done better than them boys. They just swanned into the Olympics, fucked themselves in the water, and went, hey, fuck it, we're in Rio. Party on, Wayne. Funny sporting moment. I've seen some funny... I mean, I can remember being stuck in a ruck in rugby and just looking down, and the guy below me's full nutsack was hanging out, and I was trapped, and he was trapped, and his ball bag was about that far away from my face, and I was like, what else would you really want to be doing on a Sunday morning other than stare at this guy's bag all fucking morning? I also remember a dude I used to play rugby with, and when he took his glasses off, he was completely blind, more or less, and he's running with the ball, played centre, duck between two guys going to tackle him. This is playing for Ince. That was in school still. Playing against Ince. Two guys ran into each other head to head. And one guy broke his teeth in a curve like that off the other guy's skull, basically. He was pissing with blood. The other guy's blood and teeth everywhere. And I just remember a voice going, "Don't worry, his dad's a dentist." Which made me laugh a lot. And that's about it, guys. That's the end of the questions. And indeed, the podcast. One more shout out for Lavery's Comedy Club. First and third Wednesday of every month. The performances from the local boys are probably going to cut off soon because we've got the big show in October. Get yourselves a ticket for that. It's going to be fucking sweet, bro. 29th of October, Ulster Hall. Me, Mickey Bartlett, Kieran Bartlett, Aaron McCann, Dave Elliott, Rory Woods. 17:50, 2 hours of comedy in a fucking sweet venue, Saturday night. It's over by 11. Get out on the fucking beer. Get out on the beer, son. And the sponsors, again, one more time, Beer52. Speaking of beer, use the code BANTER10 when you sign up. Get £10 off your first offer. They'll send beer out to your house. And Uber. If you haven't got Uber, sign up with Uber on your phone. Get the app. Put the code BANTER15 in. Get £15 worth of free travel. And that's about it. I have to go here. I'll speak to you next week. Take it easy. Respect. ColinGaz.com. Follow me on Snapchat.